This is WGXC's congressional report tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.7% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 2.3% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. Congress is currently on its August recess.
David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Oneato Republican and retired National Guard General Anthony German has announced his intention to run for Congress. German will file the necessary paperwork August 14th to challenge first-term U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado in 2020. German says he is inspired to run because the political landscape has become so divisive and that Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, does not represent the, and I quote, values of the district, end quote. He says that Delgado has gone to the, and I quote, extreme left, end quote, of the Congress. German says his own military experience and decades of living in the region has equipped him with the skills and knowledge to do the job better. German retired from the New York National Guard in February with the rank of adjutant general. He was involved in responding to every disaster in the state since 1990, including Hurricane Irene in 2011, and has been deployed all over the world. He believes that his time in the military, where people are, and I quote, forced to work together, end quote, make him uniquely qualified to work across party lines despite the polarized environment in Washington, D.C. German cites health care as an area ripe for compromise. German said, and I quote, Democrats have tried one way, Republicans have tried another, both ways have failed, end quote. Asked about the specific path forward to affordable care, he said only, and I quote, we'll flush out the details as we move forward, end quote. In response to the potential challenge, the Delgado campaign said they are focused on finding bipartisan solutions to lower health care costs, expand rural broadband, support family farmers, and help veterans. So far, Republican Michael Roth and Ola Hartometh have registered campaign committees with the Federal Election Commission. German says he's prepared to run a primary campaign if necessary, and does not plan to back out of the race if any high-profile Republicans step in. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Not much is known about Ola Hartometh, another Republican running for the 19th Congressional District office. On June 18th, she talked with Jamie Allman on the Allman in the Morning podcast, and here's an excerpt.
Ola Hawatma.
That's awesome.
Who happens to be in the studio right now. OlaStyle.com is where you can find her website and everything else. But she's going to have a new website coming up pretty soon, if it hasn't already been prepared. It is Ola. Is it going to be Ola for Congress?
Is Ola it? For 19.
I love it. Ola for 19. And when I say Ola, well, first of all, let me christen the Hannity. See, Ola's a good friend of Sean Hannity's. And actually, you hang out with him. You go to, when you're in New York, you're often in New York, right?
I'm often in New York, and he's like, well, actually, he lives in Long Island.
Okay.
He lives in Long Island, and it's amazing, because when I'm back and forth in New York, you know.
Yeah.
He's not a fan of a lot of people out there, or Trump. It's crazy. Like, my Republican peeps are not a fan of Sean or Trump. It's crazy. Yes, when I announced, you know, in July, I'll actually officially announce. I'm not a politician.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm not the typical politician that's been tarnished by Washington.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can relate, you know, to people. I can relate to small businesses. I can relate to those who've been sick. I can relate, you know, to... I've worked with all kinds of small business owners, the homeless, you know, people who've been abused, dealing with different issues. And I feel like this is my next chapter in my life, and I'm ready to take it on.
So OlaFor19.com is the website. And so Ola Hawatma has announced, even though you know her from here in St. Louis, that she's running for Congress in District 19 of New York. Where you were born. You were born in Yonkers?
I was born in Yonkers and raised in District 19. And so bizarre. You know how old school my family is.
Yes.
And I said, I want nothing to do with New York. You know, yeah. I've moved on. You know, it's a new chapter. I want to change lives, but I want to work. You know, I want my independence. And of course, God, you know, is challenging me. I was brought this opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so in July, I will be announcing. And it's, I look at this guy's credentials, you know, it's Antonio Delgado, Harvard grad. He's an attorney. He lives, breathes politics all of his life. And at first I was intimidated. And then when you work with your heart, you know, and when you're out for a reason to change lives, I said, wait a second. You know,
yeah. Well,
how have numbers changed since he's been in office? They really haven't. You know, his number one thing is health care. And that's my thing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The pre-existing health conditions that I've had, you know, when someone's on Obamacare and they're 18 years old and they're healthy, yet they have free health coverage.
Right.
Yet here's someone like me who's had cancer twice. I have, my premiums have gone up. Pre-existing health conditions that I've had, it's hard for me to find an affordable health insurance.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of something that I can not only relate to, but address, and I know that I can make a difference.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events on his website this week. Antonio Delgado will hold a town hall meeting in Broome County at 6:30 p.m. August 20th at the Deposit State Theater, 148 Front Street in Deposit. Delgado's staff usually provides a Facebook Live feed of his town hall meetings, and WGXC picks that up whenever possible and puts that on the air. We'll do so at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th for Antonio Delgado's town hall meeting from Broome County.